531.
World Autism Awareness Month is observed every year in April to raise awareness about autism and how it affects not only those who live with it, but people around them as well. Now, Brian and Betty Porefalau are the founders of Pasifika Autism Support Group, a PASG. Brian of Niuean descent from the village of Mutalau, and Betty of Samoan descent from Falealili in Savai. They are parents of three boys, and their eldest son, Roman, was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder at 4 years of age. Their experiences from the assessment process to finding out what support or services are available for them motivated them to develop this support group, and they devoted their time toward helping their son and providing a place for other families to seek information and support for their children. And most importantly, they also focus on raising awareness of autism in Pasifika communities. Brian and Roman join us now on Pacific Days for more. Whakalofa lahi atu, and thank you so much for joining us, Brian. Thank you for your company this afternoon, Roman. Thank you.
Yeah, whakalofa atu.
Well, firstly, if we can start with you, Brian, can you give us an overview? When people ask, what is autism?
Oh, geez, I think that's pretty much the hard part. We don't really have an answer for it, but obviously if you're going to get it from a doctor, they're going to talk about the neurological, you know, condition. But with our Pasifika, I guess, you know, they're going to talk about things that are more common to them from the floor and things like valair. And, you know things that are not really, you know, positive in our community. And so already on the back foot, our parents are already on the back foot because, you know, the diagnosis, but also the understanding around autism is not quite clear. Mm. Yeah.
When you say someone is on the spectrum, what does that mean?
Oh, man, it's like a road. Yeah, so you've got one end of the road to the other. And depending on the diagnosis, that road will determine where he or she sits. So I guess if you're on the opposite end of with Roman, that'll be almost like categorised as Asperger's, where Roman's high functioning and he'll kind of like sit in the middle, and then you've got severe, which is obviously on the other end. But then the journey itself is from the start of the diagnosis, and you'll watch their journey as they get better and better through time. So it's just a journey. Yeah.
And in terms of autism, it's a lifetime condition?
Yeah, man, this is for life, man. So, okay. You know, for parents, families, and even, you know, the children on the spectrum, it's about trying to have as much fun as possible and trying to navigate processes. But at the same time, when things are not correct, well, give us a chance to, you know, connect with others to help change and modify, let's say, criteria.
Before this amazing young man came into your lives, what did you know about autism, you and Betty?
Nah, zero, nothing, eh? Honestly, nothing. And but then I think as both Betty and I grew through the process, I guess we needed to understand that it's not going to change anything. Let's just get on with it and let's just do our best. Yeah.
Now, Pasifika Autism Support Group, tell us about it. You know, the sort of support you offer to especially our Pasifika community with children that have autism, and, you know, some of the work that you do through this page, please, Brian.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, first and foremost, I just want to acknowledge all our parents, our founders, Villette Colosse, Ali and Donna Cowley, Melanie Sua. You know, they're huge influential parents who just come on board to help us out. I remember when we first started, you know, 10 years ago, we only had one family. But we look back now and the amount of work that we've just done over that time, we've got over 100 families here, just let alone in Auckland. But then there's a huge network of followers of Pasifika families from Wellington, down in Christchurch, the Cook Islands, over in Niue, over in Samoa. And so you know, obviously, you know we're here for a reason. And so a lot of it's just got to do with networking and just reaching out and just being there for families, just to tell them no and actually listen to, you know, what they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
In terms of numbers or stats, do you know how many of our Pasifika community, you know, have children with autism?
At the moment, there is actually nothing there, so there's no study around numbers and stats. But all I know is that, you know, every year that goes by, there are more families from Pacifica getting their children diagnosed. And they're doing the absolute right thing. It's better to get a diagnosis than not to get a diagnosis. So if I was to encourage families out there who see that there's something slightly different about their child growing up, particularly at childbirth between 1 and 4, you know, it's about being brave. And I'd really, you know, encourage our families to go get the diagnosis. Yeah, and that, but then again, that again is not as easy as it is. So the process may be a bit difficult, but go through to your GP. That's probably the best way to do it. Or if not, if you take advice from early childhood centres who might bring it to your attention around traits that represent autism, please I just ask our families not to take offence to it. Please take it on board, because it's probably a question that you've been asking for a long time. Is there something wrong with my child? And it's just, we're not trying to demean any parents or families. We're just trying to say, hey, look, we're here to help you out. And if you can get the diagnosis, probably the best way. You can draw the line in the sand, say this is where it starts and this is where it finishes, and then we can move forward going in. That helps you to navigate around services, that helps you navigate around Ministry of Education, that helps you navigate around Ministry of Health, what is available. And then at the same time, you get to balance out your stories with other families when you're on board. Find a support group, and obviously we've been running ours for the last 10 years, and there are other brave families also who have started theirs over in Mount Roskill. So I've got a big shout out to Beatrice, and she's been running hers for the last 24 months. And you know, this is what it's about. It's not about, you know, the diagnosis is not designed to bury us. It's designed to find a new life and a new way of giving our children the ability to be a part of this society.
I want to go back to the word you mentioned earlier, which is, it's quite sad for me to hear the word, you know, valer, and the stigma when it comes to autism. Talk to me about, you know, that part of the Pasifika Autism Support Group in addressing the stigma that, you know, that comes with autism.
True, and I don't think the families mean to be using that context, but you know, the raising the awareness is probably the most important. So getting into your churches, talking to your to the priests, to the pastors, you know, to the deacons, and then talking to them, you know, to the youth groups, and making sure that, you know, that we're not excluded. It's about finding that way that we can be included with everything that our community is involved in. And church is huge, because that's probably one of the best places that we could start with. And you know, it's about being brave and then learning how to walk with it and grow.
A challenge, or, you know, biggest challenge for you and Betty as parents?
Man, geez. I think every day is a challenge. But however, it's just, you know, looking at the best way we can, raise our son. Because he, Roman being 17 now, you know, he's basically, you know, a young man heading into this new manship. So he's going through his puberty, and we've got to take it day by day. You can do, and you can only take the good with the bad. So we have to pick and choose what to fight against, you know, I guess. Yeah.
And the message today is especially for our, you know, Pasifika families with children that you know, are on the spectrum. What's the message today from you and Betty?
I guess from passage is about, you know, to have as much fun watching your child grow. Yeah, getting in there amongst, getting your hands dirty. It is, you know, raising your child is no different to raising a child that is neurotypical, because even they too have their pros and cons. But however, with our children who are on the spectrum, they're slightly different. You know, they may look normal on the outside, but then you'll start to see the, you know, the evidence behind when they start to either one, create language, trying to read and write, or even just trying to engage with a group. And so those barriers will definitely, you know, hinder, but it shouldn't stop us from trying to, you know, getting them involved. Yeah.
Now, Roman, we had you on the show when about 2 years ago, and can I say you've mature and gone big and tall in that. Do you still like trains?
Yes.
And do you have a favourite train at the moment?
Yes, I have a favourite old train. For back in 2004, I was born. I have an old toll rail. That Transrail turned to fruit salad colour scheme. It's DX 5379. and DX5241.
Oh my goodness. So you're 17 now. Are you working at the moment, or if not, what kind of work do you want to get into? Something to do with trains maybe?
Yeah, but I like recording. I like recording on the camera, like recording the trains around in New Zealand, down south and up north.
Wow. That's amazing. There's a new train that's just started its first journey this morning. I think it's going to be the regular one from Waikato up to Papakura.
Oh, yeah.
So make sure that Mum and Dad will take you on that one, so that will be good. And you've brought in some little video games too. I see you like your video games. Is that video games or?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
This is Burnout Paradise Remastered, and that's Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remastered. Because of the graphics of PlayStation 3 versus PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Because of this one is released in 2018.
Yes.
But it's after 2008 in January on PlayStation 3. But this one came in past 10 years ago.
Yes.
On the PlayStation 3 as well.
Okay. Well, they've got is it the PS5 out now?
Yes.
I think they've got the PS5 out now.
Yeah, you can play both of them on the PS5 because it's backwards compatible.
Oh, nice. Very good. Is it all right to ask you this question, please, Roman? What would be a message to our families with children that have special amazing abilities like you? Would you say, would you like to say anything to them? Or?
Yes, I like to say all of our family around the community and Manawa, Bonnie Downs and Otara and West Auckland and North Shore, I want everyone to come and play and support each other, our families, like international group.
Yeah. It's amazing. Well, it's a very big thank you for Kawilahi Mahaki, Roman, Brian Polifalau. We've been so blessed today. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it, and all the very best. And next time when we have you on the show, you tell us how that trip from Waikato to Papakura was. Okay? Is that okay?
Yeah, the Teha train that I remember at Hamilton.
Yeah.
Because New Zealand Rail scene named Lindsay Binsbrook and his wife, Janet Redd, they live in West Auckland. I went to visit them last year.
It's good.
Yeah. To pick up New Zealand Rail scene number 40 and 41.
Okay, then. Well, that'll be good. Next time, make sure. Yeah. God bless. Manu Niaho. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, man.